find a justice of the peace in your area. If you are unable to attend a document witnessing center, you can find a justice of the peace, JP, in your area by using the online search facility. Document witnessing centers, please respect the independent decision of the JP and any requirements they may impose when providing services to the public. Document witnessing centers are coordinated and managed by JPs who are volunteers, and may have measures in place to protect the health and well-being of JPs, users of these services, and the community. See witnessing centers for contact details and opening times of locations. The department recommends contacting the witnessing center prior to attending. Alternatively, for statutory declarations, you may arrange for a witness from the list of authorized witnesses for statutory declarations. For more information, refer to our frequently asked questions. When contacting JPs, please note they are volunteers who provide their services to the community free of charge. While JPs make themselves available as much as possible, it should be remembered that JPs have the same type of work and personal commitments as any other person. Accordingly, you will need to negotiate a mutually acceptable time and place for appointment. Search for a justice of the peace. Embed code. Script type equals text / JavaScript, src equals href equals rel equals stylesheet. Script type equals text / JavaScript, src equals link href equals rel equals stylesheet, greater than, jpsearch / jpsearch. Frequently asked questions. Where can I find a JP signing center? JP document witnessing centers are generally located at local government offices, libraries and shopping centers. Who can witness an affidavit? Under the Oaths, Affidavits and Statutory Declarations Act 2005, WA, OIST Act, authorized witnesses for affidavits include clerks of court, court registrars, mining registrars and solicitors. Therefore, persons seeking someone to witness an affidavit have the option of having an affidavit witnessed by a solicitor or a registrar at a court. Note, an appointment needs to be made with the solicitor / registrar first. Are you having difficulty having a family court affidavit witnessed? If you are having difficulty having a family court affidavit witnessed, contact the Family Court Call Center on 9224-8222 for further assistance. How can I get a statutory declaration signed? Schedule 2 of the OIST Act provides a list of occupational groups authorized to witnesses statutory declarations. In addition, Section 12 of the OIST authorizes any person who can witness a statutory declaration under the Schedule 2 of the Statutory Declarations Regulations 2018, Commonwealth. Accordingly, the Commonwealth legislation further expands the list of persons who can witness a statutory declaration. Commonwealth / state public servants and permanent employees of a local government authority with 5 years continuous service are authorized to witness statutory declarations. Thus, from a pragmatic perspective, it may be preferable for statutory declarations from a government authority to be witnessed by an authorized person in the government authority that administers the statutory declaration. What about getting certified copies? There is no generic legislation authorizing who can certify a copy. However, by convention, anyone authorized to witness a statutory declaration is generally accepted. Accordingly, if a certified copy is requested by a government authority, unless a specific law states otherwise, such certifications may be referred to the government authority that requires the certified copy. Who can authorize my overseas documents? In WA, a notary public is a responsible person appointed by a superior court of WA to witness as a third party the signing of important documents, to administer oaths and witness statutory declarations, and to certify true and correct copies of original documents both for national and international purposes. Generally, any document for use overseas must be witnessed, legalized or authenticated by a notary public. Foreign governments or businesses usually require Australian notarized documents, as well as other Australian public documents, to be either apostilled by the Australian government or legalized by their embassies or consulates in Australia. Can a JP witness my will? There is no legislation that provides authority for a JP to witness a will. Wills are witnessed by two persons over the age of 18 years, who are competent and not a beneficiary to a will. Accordingly, if a JP chooses to witness a will, it is in the capacity of an ordinary person and not as a JP. Further, to avoid difficulties when dealing with probate on the death of the testator to a will, there are compelling reasons that a witness to a will should be a person who is likely to survive the maker of the will. In these circumstances, this consideration by a person making a will is particularly relevant when having a will witnessed.